Action item number 17, discussion and possible action on operation policy manual amendment, director travel. Riley Woods.
Okay. The purpose of this resolution is to update our travel policy on reimbursement for air travel for directors. Our current policy drafted a long time ago, and we're just updating this to be in conformance with sort of the policy as it exists today in the government code for all other state agencies. What it'll do right now, directors only get reimbursed for air travel if they travel with two or more directors. They only get reimbursed at the rate. There's two different rates in the state. There's a state officer rate and employee rate. Right now in our policy, directors get reimbursed at the employee rate, and it'll allow them to get reimbursed also for the cost of the passenger as well. So, and at the higher rate, at the officer rate. So, I mean, unless y'all have any questions, I'll read the resolution. Okay, the following resolutions presented for consideration to the Board of Directors, to the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its April 27, 2008, 2009 meeting. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the following paragraph in the Brazos River Authority Operation Policies Manual be amended under Section 2.04, Director's Fees and Reimbursement of Business Expenses, to read as follows. Privately owned conveyances, auto travel expenses, and privately owned automobile will be paid at the standard mileage rate established by the Internal Revenue Service. Air travel expense and a privately owned aircraft will be paid at the same rates established by the Texas Legislature for board members, in addition to the amount entitled to be reimbursed for air travel set forth above. If one or more directors travel with another director in an aircraft owned or leased by the other director, the director who owns or leases the aircraft is entitled to an amount equal to the amount that would have been paid or reimbursed to each additional director had those directors incurred average coach airfare. The total reimbursement to the director may not exceed the total cost of the trip. If the director leases the aircraft, the director may require the reimbursement to be paid to the vendor providing the leased aircraft instead of to the director. The vendor of a leased aircraft may be a proprietorship, partnership, or corporation in which the director has an interest. Texas Water Code Sections 49.60, 49.199A, 30 Texas Administrative Code Section 292.132, Brazos River Authority Bylaws Section 1B, Texas Government Code Section 660.074. And be it further resolved that this amendment shall be retroactively effective to August 1st, 2008.
October 1st, 2008. Sorry. You've heard a reading of the resolution. The chair will entertain a motion to adopt. Motion by Christian, second by Scott. Please poll the board.
Presiding officer Fluitt?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Bale?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Landrick?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes. Thank you.